Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Volume 7, Number 4, Fall 2016. Innovative Services and Community. Postal Carrier Recognized as the Year's Best. You've taken a journey, perhaps to a different time or place. Maybe you've even made a new friend along the way, but now you hear that all-too-familiar phrase, end of book. But before you can even think about what to read next, your postal carrier arrives with your latest excursion. Without the dedication of all of the hard-working postal carriers in Idaho, the Talking Book Service, TBS, would be unable to bring those little plastic cartridges filled with new adventures right to your mailbox. And every year, the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, recognizes one postal carrier as being the very best. The selection is made from the nominations submitted by the patrons of the TBS. Recently, the honor for 2015 was bestowed upon postal carrier Vicki Schilling of the Ponderé Post Office in Ponderé, Idaho, which is near Sandpoint. Vicki was nominated by Esther Burroughs, who said, "No matter what the weather is like, no matter how late or dark the night, she delivers to my door since I am handicapped physically." Esther also thanked Vicki for helping to keep her world open. Vicki was chosen out of 58 nominees. If you would like to nominate your postal carrier next year, look for details in our Winter 2017 newsletter. Postal Carrier Recognition Nominees for 2015. Nominator, Zola Forsgren. Postal Carrier, Jody. City, Ammon. Nominator, Lyndon C. Hall. Postal Carrier, Lance Walker. City, Ammon. Carmen Henson. Amber Mangum, Blackfoot. Glenn Barker and Susan Lambert. Tim, Boise. Judith Ann Hill. John, Boise. Cecilia Langland. Cindy, Boise. Patty McClintock. Violet Mandela, Boise. Don Nepple. Amy Rowe, Boise. Geraldine Niemeyer. Ptanpao Paredka, Boise. Dorothea Ross. Tim Hoover, Boise. Ruth Walker. Barb, Boise. Yolanda Wirtle. Kevin Grabe, Boise. Glenn Colley and Susan Rainey. Tina Witted, Buell. Marjorie Larson. Willie Garcia, Burley. Martha Steele. Steve Young, Caldwell. Susan Manley. Christian McClemens, Coeur d'Alene. Dorothy Zimmerman, Nancy, Deary. Marge Clark, Kirk, Eagle. Teresa Sanders, Melinda, Garden City. Marjorie Cleaver, John Garn, Idaho Falls. Eloise Jensen, Darrell, Idaho Falls. Marva Jex, Debbie Snyder, Idaho Falls. Shirley McDermott, Darrell, Idaho Falls. Donna Water, John Garn, Idaho Falls. John Snyder, Marty Wilkins, Kamei. Bill Wilkes, Robert Jones, Lewiston. Eugene Colton, Rhonda Daniels, Malad City. Daryl Wollstonehulme, Lauren Kamek, Montpelier. R. Michael Bowman, Hayden Spencer, Moscow. Winnetta Cook, Sandy Newton, Nampa. Glendon McFarland, Monica Acosta, Nampa. Kathy Garrett, Tracy Blake and Lila Myers, Orofino. Joyce Swan, Christine Hodgson, Plummer. Doreen Stavist, Blake Quigley, Pocatello. Fred Overlin, Rochelle Sear, Post Falls. Matilda Reamer, Gary. Rathdrum. Theryl Brown, Emily Morgan, Rexburg. Helen Bloxham, Doris Drake, Rigby. Carlisle Gale, Tammy Zeller, Rigby. Ruth Taylor, Connie Barney, Rigby. Rocky Williams, Carol Radford, Rigby. Geraldine Davis, Dawn Hartman, Sandpoint. Chelsea Denesis, Gina McLean, Sandpoint. S. A. Floyd, Rebecca, Spirit Lake. Catherine Drake, Marnie Sumner's Star, Rosemary Palmer, Jill Torgerson, Territon, Annette Hill, Alan Aston, Twin Falls, Barbara Silcock, Robert Orr, Twin Falls, Ricardo Samoa, Neelan Davis, Wilder, Elizabeth White, Karen Babbitt, Worley. And thank you to our patrons who wanted to nominate their postal carrier but did not know that person's name. Those patrons are Mildred Drayton, Boise, Zelda Brown, Idaho Falls, Dorothy Raleigh Carlson, Idaho Falls, and Becky Madsen, Idaho Falls. Postal problems? As great as all of our nominees are at their jobs, there may be a postal carrier in the Gem State who wouldn't quite be nominated as one of our best. Perhaps they just don't realize that our Talking Book Service cartridges and players are shipped free of charge to patrons as part of a federal program. The U.S. Postal Service is paid by the U.S. government to support this program that allows for the free mailing of materials by simply writing Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in the upper right-hand corner of the item. If you are having an issue with your postal carrier, please contact your local postmaster for assistance. If you have questions about what can be mailed free postage for the blind and/or how to do it, please contact the TBS at 800-458-3271. 2017 calendar on its way. The 2017 Talking Book Service large print calendar will be sent to TBS users in late October. If you haven't received yours by mid-November, please contact us at 800-458-3271. If you don't use the large print calendar, please contact the TBS to have your name removed from the calendar mailing list. Satisfaction Survey. Early next year, the Talking Books Service will contract with the University of Idaho Social Science Research Center to conduct a survey of our TBS patrons. We want to find out what you like, and maybe what you don't, about the TBS. This telephone survey will be conducted in February and March of 2017. You will also receive a letter in the mail with more information. We hope you will take a few minutes to share your honest feedback regarding TBS. There is no fee for taking the survey, and you will remain anonymous, unless you want TBF staff to contact you about your service. Thanks for helping us to better serve you. We have magazines, too. Just a reminder that we also have magazines available for your listening pleasure. There are local favorites, like Idaho Magazine, and a wide selection of popular titles, such as Country, Reader's Digest, and the Smithsonian. If you would like us to mail you an order form, or if you have questions, please call us at 800-458-3271 or 208-334-2150. Also, on page 8 of this newsletter, there is a list of magazines that you may request from our order form. Magazine cartridges do have a checkout period, just like books do. We ask that these magazines be returned in a timely fashion so others may enjoy them as well. You may also download magazines directly from the Online Public Access Catalog, OPAC, and/or the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD. Downloaded magazines do not have a checkout period. Those are yours to enjoy for as long as you wish. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarian joining the 10 Squared Club is Earl C. Ratcliffe of Nampa, Idaho, who was born November 23, 1915, and has been enjoying the Talking Book Service since December of 2002. TBT Update. Subscribers to the audio version of Talking Book Topics, TBT, will receive the order form and the TBT cartridge in the same container, beginning with the September-October 2016 issue. We hope combining the cartridge and order form in the same container will make the ordering process easier for you. Completed order forms should be sent to the Idaho Talking Book Service, and the TBT cartridge should be returned to the producer. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed pre-addressed New Books order form, select the numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from BARD. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for BARD. DBC00830. A Tribute to the Past, A Legacy for the Future, Adult Nonfiction, author Donna Scott, read by Sherry Boyce. The state of Idaho was about to celebrate its 100th birthday. Several residents of the Magic Valley, Twin Falls County, Idaho, decided it was time to acknowledge what it took to make the Magic Valley the prosperous place it is today. Readers will take a stroll back in history and relive the building of the county from a desert to an agricultural oasis. Published 1990, 11 hours, 15 minutes. DBC00852. So We Flew with the Wind, Adult Nonfiction, author John H. Austin, Jr., read by Tom Jaramillo. The author's own unique humor and storytelling are captured as he shares the adventures of his lifetime. This book has some of the sadder moments, as he tells of learning to fly with the wind with some of Idaho and the West's best backcountry flyers. Austin recounts the good people and also the rascals with whom he came in contact while pursuing his flying career. Published 2008, 6 hours, 23 minutes. DBC00856, The Angel of Esperanza, Adult Fiction, author Judith McConnell Steele, read by Susie Johnson. When tragedy overtakes her seemingly charmed family, Helena, a young wife and mother, becomes half mad with grief and guilt. She is finally driven into her tower, where her mournful cries echo nightly over the village of Esperanza, leaving its people haunted and fearful. This mythic tale of love, loss, and redemption will capture readers as Helena herself is captured by her passions. Published 2013, 5 hours, 55 minutes. DBC00862. Evel Knievel Jumps the Snake River and Other Stories Close to Home, Adult Fiction. Author Kelly Jones, read by Chris Query. A collection of short stories set in small-town Idaho, told with gentle humor and insider knowledge. The title story is told through the eyes of a 10-year-old boy as Twin Falls, Idaho, gets set for the event of the century. Famed stuntman Evel Knievel is coming to jump the canyon on his jet-powered motorcycle, and the excitement is growing. Published 2014, 6 hours, 11 minutes. DBC00873, The Memory of Old Jack, Adult Fiction, author Wendell Berry, read by Sue Vapp. In a rural Kentucky river town, Old Jack Beecham, a retired farmer, sees his life again through the shades of one burnished day in September 1952. Bringing the earthiness of America's past to mind, The Memory of Old Jack conveys the truth and integrity of the land and the people who live from it. Through the eyes of one man can be seen the values Americans strive to recapture as we arrive at the next century. Idaho Recording for Let's Talk About It Book Discussion Group. Published 1974, 9 hours, 6 minutes. DBC00876. The Snowball Fight Professional. Fun for Hire, Book 2, Juvenile Fiction, author Angela Ruth Strong, read by Marianne Stevens. I, Joey Michaels, am the Snowball Fight Professional. Basically, this means that customers pay me to shoot snowballs at other people. I'll use my profits to buy Grandma a gift so impressive that she'll give me a puppy for Christmas, unless, of course, my cousin Winston has anything to do with it. Earning a puppy wouldn't be so hard if I didn't have the following problems. 1. Winston stealing my employee. 2. Winston getting me in trouble every time I do something wrong. 3. Winston blaming me for things I didn't even do. If I don't get the puppy, ugh, Winston will get him, and Christmas should be all about what I want, right? Published 2014, 3 hours 24 minutes. Order the book from the What Are You Reading article on page 10. DB043623, The Ditch Digger's Daughters. You may also order the 2016 Idaho Voters pamphlet. You may also order this newsletter in Braille, beginning winter 2017, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. Order magazines. Some of our most popular magazine titles are listed below. AARP, The Magazine. Country, Guideposts, Idaho Falls Magazine. Idaho Magazine, National Geographic, Overland Journal, Reader's Digest, Sandpoint Magazine, Smithsonian. Even more titles are available. If you would like a complete list to be sent to you, please call the TBS at 800-458-3271 or order online under Magazines at http://libraries.idaho.gov/page/collections. Let's talk about it, fall 2016. If you live near the following libraries, you may want to participate in their upcoming book discussion series, Let's Talk About It: Camas County in Fairfield, DeMary Memorial in Rupert, Haley Public, Mountain Home Public, Twin Falls Public. Each library has selected a theme and 5 books to discuss, and a visiting scholar will lead each discussion. Contact the Talking Book Service for the schedule of books to be read and to request copies of the books be sent to you. Check our winter 2017 issue for a list of libraries hosting the series next winter and spring. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. General donations: Bobby and Esther Bopp, Donna Bretthauer, Letta Carlson, Neil Hammert, Margene Hughes, Jane McNulty, Benjamin and Elizabeth Reese, Joan Wyant, Clara Zenniski. Memorial donation: for Kenneth Fallon Sr., Kenneth Fallon. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, http://libraries.idaho.gov, and click on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. What Are You Reading? By Kevin Tomlinson, Library Consultant. Kevin assists library directors from Council to Rupert to help them in serving their patrons even better. His territory covers the southwestern portion of the Gem State. Kevin said, "This book is not new, but it is a real classic. I remember listening to Dick Estel read The Ditch Digger's Daughters on Radio Reader when it was first published." Kevin added, "It's not only fascinating to read, but an important story as well." Thornton, Yvonne S. and Joe Kudert, The Ditch Digger's Daughters, A Black Family's Astonishing Success Story. This is the inspirational story of how a poor and uneducated black laborer, a child of the Great Depression, overcame incredible obstacles to give his daughters a better life. The author is one of those daughters. Donald Thornton left home in his teens and fought in World War II as a Navy seaman, second class. By age 27, he had 5 children to raise, all girls. He dug ditches for a living and for many years held down 2 jobs while his wife cleaned houses. Together, Donald and Asker Thornton formulated a dream that all their daughters would be doctors. In a time when there were distinct gender roles, the author's parents refused to accept those limitations for their daughters. Instead, Mr. and Mrs. Thornton had the wit and wisdom to value education, which, in time, enabled the Thornton women to rise and stand on equal terms with anyone. Leveraging their musical gifts, the Thornton daughters formed a traveling band, the Thornton Sisters, which enabled the girls not only to earn their own college tuition money, but to beat the odds and achieve their goals in the face of innumerable hardships, not the least of which were racial and sex discrimination. Dr. Thornton has written a candid biography of a black family that takes us from the tenements of East Harlem to the stage of the Apollo Theater and on to the halls of an Ivy League medical school. This is a story that transcends race, color, and sex to renew our confidence in the human will to succeed despite enormous adversity. Today, the Thornton daughters include a high-risk obstetrician, a psychiatrist, an oral surgeon, a nurse, and an attorney. The Ditch Digger's Daughters is very much a tribute to Dr. Thornton's father and celebrates his family's realization of the American dream. The Ditch Digger's Daughters, Adult Nonfiction, DB043623. Volunteer Highlight, Margaret Dimmock. One of the voices you hear emanating from your player might belong to Margaret Dimmock, who has been a reader for the Talking Book Service for 13 years. Margaret comes to the recording studio at the Idaho Commission for Libraries once a week to read books and magazines that have an Idaho connection. The ICFL records material by Idaho authors or that have an Idaho theme, which would not otherwise be recorded on a national scale. For a time in college, Margaret was a drama major, and she still enjoys putting those acting skills to use when she brings a periodical to life with just her voice. The other reason Margaret gives her time to the TBS comes from knowing how she would feel if books were not in her life. "I love to read so much myself," Margaret said, "that I can't imagine not being able to read." So the next Idaho adventure you take with the TBS might be with Margaret or one of the other 90 volunteers who donate their time and talents to the ICFL. Without their dedication and hard work, the TBS would be unable to bring so many Idaho titles to our patrons. High-volume player now available. A high-volume version of the digital talking book player is now available for use by hearing-impaired patrons. The high-volume player is available as a standard or advanced DS1/DA1 model. When paired with the headset provided with the player, it has an amplified volume up to 120 decibels. The headset/player pairing replaces the amplifier/headset accessory currently in use. This player can only be issued by the National Library Service, NLS, and requires an application signed by an audiologist or physician certifying the user is hearing impaired. Contact the TBS to request an application. Return the completed application to the Talking Book Service to be forwarded to the NLS. Newsletter in Braille coming soon. Connections, the TBS newsletter, is currently available in these formats: large print, audio on cartridge, downloadable from the TBS online catalog at https://webopac.klas.com/id1aopac/, and as a PDF or podcast from the Talking Book Service website at https://libraries.idaho.gov/node/9174. You may subscribe to be notified of new issues at the URL listed above. Beginning in 2017, this newsletter will also be available in Braille. Contact the TBS at 800-458-3271 or talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov to receive the newsletter in Braille or change the format in which you receive it. Idaho Voters Pamphlet. The fall election is November 8th. This year, Constitutional Amendment HJR 5 will be on the November ballot. State law requires information about ballot issues be shared with all Idahoans to ensure they receive accurate information upon which to base their vote. Information is included in the Idaho Voters pamphlet, which will be mailed to all mailing addresses in October. This pamphlet also contains information about voter registration and absentee voting, accessible voting, and County Clerk Election Department contacts. The Talking Book Service has recorded this pamphlet and makes it available in several ways. Users may call TBS at 800-458-3271 to request an audio copy on cartridge. A PDF copy is also available on our website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/landing/talking-book-service, as well as an MP3 copy for download. The audio version may also be downloaded from the online catalog by searching for Idaho Voters Pamphlet at https://webopac.klas.com/id1aopac/. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Volume 7, Number 4, Fall 2016. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter to the library.